Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Good morning, everyone. And for some people, it's good afternoon or good evening, wherever you're joining us from. Yes, it's Monday morning. However, because we have started to celebrate our sixth birthday on the air, this is why you're hearing me here on a Monday morning. So, for the entire month of April, we are also going to be celebrating. So I invite you to stop in and just celebrate with us, okay?
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand,
mentioned that this March we celebrated, we're celebrating 6 years of being on the air. We started to record the shows back in January of 2009, and then we went live on the air on the I think 22nd of March. So I'm excited that we are celebrating 6 years. So for the month of April, I have decided to invite some of our previous guests and experts back to spend some time with us. So I want, sometimes you will be surprised and other times you will know ahead of time who the guests are. However, I just encourage you to stop by and celebrate with us. And for this Wednesday show coming up, it's going to be none other than Willie Crawford. So you all know the Willie's story, and he's an amazing person. So I invite you to stop by Wednesday. I'm not sure yet who is going to be stopping by tomorrow, but we are going to be celebrating every day for the entire month. So while I spend some time with you this morning, I want to share some poetry with you, and I'm also going to talk about some of the reasons why I do what I do. So the poem I want to share with you says, "It's okay to be afraid sometimes, but always believe in your dreams. It is okay to be afraid sometimes, but it's okay to believe in your dreams." And for me, that is so true, because 6 years ago when I stepped out on this platform, I knew nothing, absolutely nothing, about doing a radio show on the World Wide Web. But here I am 6 years later showing praise and gratitude. So for that, again, I am so thankful. But here the poem says, "It's okay to be afraid of the things we don't understand. It is okay to feel anxious when things aren't working our way. It is okay to feel lonely, even when you are with other people. It's okay to be unfulfilled because you know something is missing, even if you are not sure what it is. It's okay to think and worry and cry. It's okay to do whatever you have to do, but just remember too, It's okay to do whatever you have to do, but just remember too that eventually you are going to adjust to the changes life brings your way. And you will realize that it's okay to love again and laugh again, and it's okay to get to the point where the life you live is full of satisfying and good to you, and it will be that way because you made it that way." So this, as a matter of fact, this is in support of what we read yesterday. You know, changes are going to come, and what we do with them, it's entirely up to us. So we need to just embrace. And I want to remind you to be part of this conversation. You can call 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. Call and be part of this celebration. I want to give thanks to all of my my supporters and followers and listeners. I tell you, I from a rough count last night, I realized that we have done over 460 episodes we have done, and we have had guests from over 25 countries and counting. So we are going to be adding to that as we go along. And here are some of the countries that we have had guests on the show from. France, Jamaica, Barbados, South Africa, the USA, Spain, Bali, Germany, Trinidad and Tobago, Australia, United Kingdom, Israel, Ghana, Haiti, Nigeria, New Zealand, India, Canada, Panama, Nassau, Bahamas, Japan, Thailand, Saudi Arabia, the Philippines, Scotland, and Ireland. So those are the places, those are the countries that I can recall that we have had guests from over these past 6 years. And I know that we are going to be adding to the list as we move into year 7. And I want to okay, that was my cell phone. The cell phone's always ringing at the wrong time. So I want to just share some thoughts with you that I am sharing from one of my favorite little books. This is a tiny little book, How to Receive Special Favor with God and People. And people always say, you spend so much time on the radio and you do this and you do that. And I do that because I know it is making a difference in the lives of people. And people not only in the U.S., not only in Connecticut, but people around the world. And I want to share here in chapter 2, it says, God's nature is to favor others. God's nature is to favor others. You are made in God's image. The ability to favor others and receive favor is in you through Christ Jesus. And in Galatians 4 and verse 7, it says, you are an heir of God through Jesus Christ. Romans 8:17 says, you are joint heir with Jesus Christ. And 2 Corinthians 3, verses 5 through 6 says, you have God's ability within you through Christ Jesus. Corinthians 6:1 says, you are a worker together with Christ. You and Jesus are joined in redemptive reasons, for redemptive reasons, and that's Ephesians 2, verses 5 and 6. Psalm 86:15 says, but thou, O Lord, art full of compassion and gracious and long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth. God's plan for you to go forth in God's ability and power and favor others just as the Lord favors. As we look over our lives, we have all have favors some way or another. And oftentimes the favors come from the most unexpected source. And I think because of that reason, it is our responsibility to give back and, as we say, pay it forward in the lives of others. And one of my ways of paying it forward is by doing this show. You heard me mention over 25 countries. And I think that is a blessing to be able to touch people's lives in 25 different countries. Some of these people, they don't even speak English. However, God has allowed me to be in their homes and to be in their lives and making a difference. And for that, I am eternally, eternally grateful. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. And a lot of times, even our own relatives, rub us the wrong way. And we get bent out of shape and we don't speak and we live with a lot of anger. And know that God has given us grace all the time. You know, he gives us a break. And because he gives us a break, why can't we give a break to somebody else? We are always holding people to higher expectations than God is holding us to. So don't be too judgmental. Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror and have a conversation with yourself. There's none of us that have arrived. And if we look far enough and if we look deep enough, if we peel the onion back enough, we are going to find some sections that is really not as good at it as it is supposed to. So don't get up on a high horse and begin to judge people. Give more love, show more gratitude and appreciation for what you are doing. Just as God is God of love, he's also God of favor. He seeks to favor and honor you today. A strong negative spirit will destroy your ability to reach out and receive much of his favor. Constantly confessing the negative will keep God's love from coming through to you. It is like a good, it is like a roadblock or a short in the electrical circuit. God is reaching out his hand to favor you. You must stop thinking that it cannot be done. You must stop thinking that you are not capable of receiving or giving God's favor. You must stop thinking that you are not worthy of his favor. The Lord is merciful. He is gracious. He's plenteous in mercy. Even though you may not deserve it, come alive to the riches of his mercy and favor. He loves you unconditionally, and he will continue to bless you every day. You don't really need to do anything to get it. Just turn up and be obedient. Be all in, play full out. And as long as you do that, you're setting up yourself for a blessing that you will not be able to contain. Now release the same love and mercy and long-suffering to others. You are God's outlet for his love and mercy and favor to others. God's love and mercy flows through you. You are his ambassadors. You are his co-workers. You are joined in Jesus for redemptive purposes. Come alive in your responsibilities and opportunities of being responsible and opportunities to being ear of God and joint ears with Jesus Christ. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. I think that's from Galatians 6 and verse 7. So, by me being on this air, I am sowing. You know, some of us, what we have to sow could be a hug, could be a smile, it could be a word of encouragement. I want you to take inventory of your life and see what it is you have to sow. It need not be something great. You just need to do it from the heart. So don't look around and say, well, I am not in a position to write a large check. I'm not in a position to buy somebody grocery. What is it you can do? Are you in a position to rake their leaves? Are you in a position to just help them to clean up their garden? Are you in a position to call them and said, if you ever need somebody to talk, you can reach out to me. I'm here for you. I see you. I hear you. I support you. Each and every one of us has the ability to bless someone else. Yes, we do. I ask you to just use today, use this conversation that you're listening today to go out and make a difference in the lives of somebody. Somebody is waiting to hear those encouraging words from you that to tell them to get up because there is light at the end of the tunnel. When facing new situations, look for the possibility rather than the impossibility. Look for a miracle rather than a defeat. Go beyond anything you have done in the past. Yes, you can do it. Everybody encounters struggles. Everybody encounters a setback. But for each time that I have encountered a setback, I know for me it is a setup for my greatest comeback. And it can be the same for you. Can be the same for you. You must plan your present situation. Reach out beyond your present achievements. Go out of the rut by planning and expecting to go into new levels of favor and success. Dream big. Thoughts are the beginning of great achievement. Every great thing you see, every great building, every great opportunity, every great person's success, it all started with a thought and an idea. So believe in your thoughts and your ideas and go for them. Go all in. All in. The things that you think on and meditate on will soon be in your front yard. So it's important. You oftentimes hear me mention about taking time to be quiet, to meditate and be still. We live in a world now where everything is on hustle and bustle. But I know for me, a lot of times I need to slow down and take the time to reflect. So if you have not yet incorporated this in your life, I encourage you to take the time, be still, meditate, journal. No idea is silly, only the ones that you ignore. So no matter how small an idea is, I want for you to pay attention to it. And the scripture teaches us to give, and then the Lord will make men give unto you. Give good thoughts and actions, and they will turn honor and honor you. The Lord said, be merciful to obtain mercy. God is a God of love, favor, and mercy. You must follow his steps. Gear yourself to set yourself to be long-suffering and kind to others. Set yourself to be a blessing today. Exciting things are going to happen to you. You must expect that. God is a God of favor, and he is constantly promoting those who learn to live in the law of favor. You draw on this favor in your ways. First, you expect favor to flow from God and you and from others to you. Second, you favor others even when they may not be kind to you. God is merciful in to the unmerciful. He is kind to the ugly. He is long-suffering to his enemies. Develop his attitude of praying for your enemy. Watch your life leap into new exciting role and experience. I'm here to tell you it works. I'm not just sharing this with you. This is what I apply to my life. And I've never found myself in a rut that I could not get out of because I know I have God's favor. I know I have God's favor. I'll tell you, just like 2 weeks ago, I had a problem with my car, and the gentleman, the mechanic, says he was going to send it to the dealership. And I started for a little bit, I started to stress, and then I let it go. And I'm proud to say after a week, I got a call from him saying that he was going to make an attempt to resolve it and not send it to the dealership. And I just know that I have to be still and just leave it to him, because if God gave him the insight to do that, he's going to let him successfully resolve that. So whatever your situation is, never give up, never throw up your arms. Just stay true to that which you are called to do. Every situation will not turn out just as you want it. You must learn to flow with the attitude and mind of the Lord. You will have some situations which do not work out perfectly at first, and maybe some that never fully seem to work out as you expect. There will be plenty of situations daily that will reward your efforts. We have already mentioned Joseph. He went through hell and time from time to time, but he always applied the law of favor. He found new excitement in favor with each new situation. He stayed full of expectancy. He refuses to let circumstances control him. Each case of defeat was a source of challenge to him. He rose above his problem. The Lord of favor came through for him. Yes, he did for Joseph, and so he can for you and I as well. A thing to remember as you cultivate these thoughts: they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on the wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And that's one of my favorite scriptures, from Isaiah 40, verse 31. Keep in mind, there is a waiting for your ministry. God is a good God. God is a God of patience. John called it kingdom of patience. Do not allow impatience to destroy your road to success through favor. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait through. He tarries. I am weary of my crying. My throat is dry. My eyes fail while I wait for the Lord. Psalm 69, verse 3. The psalmist later in the same passage just quoted said, Lord, some of my problems has been my fault. But one thing I know, that those who wait on you will never be ashamed. I know you will come through for me. And yes, we know that. We just need to continue to know that he's going to come through for us in one way or another. I want to tell you, you're welcome to call in 646-915-8166. And yes, you're hearing me on a Monday morning because we are celebrating our 6th year anniversary here on this Blog Talk platform. And you wait until you hear some of the guests I have lined up for you. Special favor and success for those who really love the Lord. Grace, favor, be with all those that love our Lord Jesus Christ. In sincerity, God is a God of mercy and grace and long-suffering. He blesses every person in a general way. He sends blessing up on the just and up on the unjust. There is a special favor for those who really love Jesus. This is the Peter, James, and John relationship. Peter, James, and John were always the ones who received the amount of transfiguration experiences. John was always next to Jesus, breast receiving great truth and love. Draw near to God, and you too can be recipient of his special favor, Jesus said. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. There is a special favor above and beyond the general favor that the Lord unto those who move into that inner circle group. God is honoring you today with success and favor as you receive this into your spirit. It will be necessary for you to release his love and favor to others for it to be fully effective. The Dead Sea is dead because it has no outlet. You become dead when you do not release God's blessing into others. God ministers seeds to the man that is busy sowing. He ministereth seed to the sower, 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 10. As you give it out, God continues to fill your life with fresh love and blessing. Electricity has no power until the circuit is completed. Love and favor have no power until your circuit is completed. You must let it flow onto others. Promotions for those who love the Lord. In Proverbs 8 verses 17 and 18 it says, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me. Riches and honor flow to the individual who dares to put Jesus first in his or her life. success lies on your door, ready to be received. Faith releases the power of God. Success does not come from merely going to church and being in a fairly good moral fellowship. Success comes when one stands on truth. Truth sets one free. In Joshua 1 and verse 8 it says, observe to do according to all that is written herein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. One of the fundamentals of the law of the good and the law of the Old and New Testaments is to love God and love thy neighbor. Practice walking in love and meditating God's word into your heart, and you will soon be moving in success. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night. The man becomes strong like a tree planted by the waters. He bringeth forth fruit in his season. Whatsoever this man doeth, he prospereth. As you love the Lord through his word, a new fresh flow of success begins to flow through you. Continue to practice this meditation of the word. You are loving God when you meditate on his word. Release his love in the Lord and to others, and success cannot pass by you anymore. Live believing that all things are possible with God. Live expecting riches and honor to flow to you from many sources. Expect promotions to come. Expect possible projects to come into your existence. Expect God to give you answers to the needs of humanity that he has never given before. This is the greatest day to be alive. Resources lie at your hands to go forth and invent that which is needed to bring about fuel-saving automobiles, houses, offices, buildings, and so on. Let God make you a success. Believe for the impossible for you. Today, the only limitation that God has is your lack of understanding his law. Riches from God are at your disposal. All things are yours. Do not glory in others. All things are at your disposal. You have talents you do not realize. If you really want God to become angry with you, fail to develop the talents he has given you. In Matthew 25, verses 28 through 30, it says, Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every man one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away, give even that which he hath, and cast into the unprofitable servant, unto the utter darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The Lord has anger with this man for hiding his talent in fear and future and failure. Be willing to make a mistake. Dare to do something for the Lord. Do not stand idly by praying and asking God to do things that you must do in faith. You move forward in faith. You don't sit around and you say you're waiting on the Lord, you're waiting on the Lord. You move forward in faith with what you have. Trust in the Lord that when you turn up, you will get the rest. God gives the man that uses his talent, and he gives an abundance. God takes from the man who will not use his blessing and gives to the one who uses his blessing. I have noticed this in my own life too. I like to give to a successful person. I feel that he will use it in good cause. A man who is small in his own mind is poor in investing. God expects you to take what is in your hand and develop it. Many folks expect God to move for them. Faith says, God has moved. Now it's my time to move. Moses prayed, God, move. Get this show on the road. God said, you get the show on the road. Wherefore, Christ thou unto me, lift up thy rod and stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it. Talking about faith. Often you cry unto the Lord when God is waiting for you to move mountains by your faith. Speak to your situation. God can do anything through you. Your faith has to release before God can move. In Numbers 20 and verse 8, it says, speak ye unto the rock before your eyes, and it shall give forth his water. Look out there and see our lovely new church building, said the pastor. The natural eyes of the great congregation could see nothing, but their spiritual eyes, trained to see the impossible, could see that lovely International Center church edifice sitting out there with flags of many countries flying over it. At this very time, all natural resources had been exhausted to raise money. For that lovely building, there was no hope from the finance companies or the banks or this large amount for this large amount of money. John Osteen continued to have this his congregation speak to the rock of natural limitations that stop the construction of the building. I spoke to that rock of limitation, cried Brother John Osteen. His people continued confessing and speaking with him. The convention was on the way. The building was not the major issue at present. They were concentrating on the work of God. At that very moment, God interrupted the service. One man rose and pledged a large offering for a new building. Another rose and made another offering. Then a river of love flowed. The congregation, everywhere people were jumping up and pledging offering towards this building. After the money was counted, they had several thousands of dollars. They started the building by faith. They depleted their account on several occasions, but God always brought in it as they needed it. They paid cash for the entire building as they built it. You too can speak to your rock of limitations. And I take this opportunity and the 31st of March 2014 at 12:47 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I publicly and globally speak to the limitations of raising the funds needed for the Empowering People Foundation, Inc. breakfast feeding program at the Carmel School in Jamaica, West Indies. I speak to this rock, and I speak to this rock to be removed. I call forth in the name of Jesus all the funds that is needed to feed these students the hot breakfast at the Carmel Moravian School. I call it forth in the name of Jesus. I know that there are no limitations. I know that there are no scarcity. I know that money is my friend. I know that money is the friend of each and every student at the Carmel Moravian School. Money is also the friend of all the teachers there and every family in that district. I know that all the funds that is needed for the breakfast feeding program and all the funds that is needed to build them the cafeteria and to empower that community is here. It's coming forth. And I embrace it and I give thanks and I show gratitude for the arriving of these funds. I give thanks, I give praise, I show gratitude for every dime, every penny, every dollar, every $5, every $10, every $1,000, every $1,000,000 that come forth to transform that community. I'm giving thanks for that. And I speak to that rock now, and I know that the resources will arrive. Expect good things. Yes, we are expecting good things for that project to go into full force. We are expecting good things to start flowing to us. Success comes to us because we confess it, we speak it, and we believe it for that project. Never look to man for your resources. Expect God to move on men, but never get your eyes on particular men. Men will fail us, but God will never fail us. As you go for a job interview, expect favor, but believe and look to God for it. This particular job may not materialize. Keep looking to God. He will never, never disappoint you. And just the same way, he will never disappoint us on this breakfast feeding program. He has called forth for me to form this and head this organization up. I have the board of directors, and I know that as I speak to this mountain this morning, I know that God is recruiting additional board members that will get his job done. I believe that, and I ask that those of you who believe it come in total agreement with me now. Most of you love the Lord. Where is your success? You have not fully realized that. God wants to bless you. So you go around in your negative world of fears, doubts, failures, and maybe someday I will make it. You have blocked your fate. You have blocked your fate. Go for today singing, I love the Lord. God is blessing me. He honors me today. I am strong like a son in full strength. I am strong in the sun. I am strong like the sun in full power. God is with me. I am his honored son. Worship the Lord in this attitude. Live excited. Live expecting. So let's just affirm that again. Go forth today singing, I love the Lord. God is blessing me. He honors me today. I am strong like the sun in full strength. I am strong in the sun. I'm strong like the sun in full power. God is with me, and I am his honored son. I am his honored daughter. Worship the Lord in this attitude. Live excited. Live expecting. There's no other way to be, my brothers and sisters. I am thankful that God has used me to continue to bless people in this way on the radio. I invite you to visit my website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. Connect with me on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, Pinterest, Instagram, LinkedIn, Daphne Clark Hudson, Facebook at Dynamic Daphne. And I invite you and encourage you to celebrate with us these 6 years and help us to continue to make a difference in the lives of people around the world. I give thanks and praise that I'm able to touch lives in over 25 countries now. And as I speak, as of the 30th of March, we were standing at 113,000 plus, some more. I am not special. If I can do this, so can you. So why don't you step out there, find out what it is that you're called to do, and follow through on it. Follow through. You will not regret it. I am here to tell you, each and every one of us are called. We just need to be obedient and to follow through on our calling. I want you to examine yourself. So right now, I want you to stand in front of a mirror. Ask the question, what am I called to do? I am turning up for duty. What am I called to do? And go diligently onto that path which you were called to be or to do, knowing that there's no one else that will be able to do that which you were called to do. Again, you are called for a destiny, whether you want to embrace it or not. Yes, you're called for that. I want you to step out and go do it. Love each and every one of you, and I show gratitude for you as always.
What's the plan that you have for me? The place you've called me to be. Some people call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. Trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
Destiny. are strong, God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah.